WBYT.
Welcome into episode 19 of Radio BYT.
Oh, we're almost at our 20.
Ooh, baby.
We should have a party. Celebrate.
Let's dive into quick thoughts. We've got a ton of things to get to.
Yeah, we do.
It's a huge agenda.
We're going to be so busy.
This is going to be a week-long podcast, okay?
Oh, Ollie stinks. Gosh, and he's licking my toes.
For new listeners to the pod, that is our chocolate lab, Oliver, who has stinky farts.
No, stinky toots. And he's licking my toes. It's weird. Man.
All right.
Well,
We have two quick thoughts.
I have a one.
Okay. Mine.
Yours first. Ladies first.
Hagrid's motorcade of magical creatures has opened.
Kind of.
It is open to the 10-hour wait, which we talked in our last podcast about. Okay. That out of the way, it is now not opening when the park opens.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because. Why, you ask?
Because Universal doesn't want it to. No. So fun fact, I was listening to a podcast before we actually went on the air. Do you go on the air if there's a podcast? Neither here nor there. Before we started recording this, though, I was listening to a podcast. They told me the reason why. So Universal has decided that it's not going to open Hagrid's, whatever the ride is, the Hag Ride. It's not going to open that until roughly noon. The reason being is because there's a lot more maintenance and technical rehearsals that need to go through. The reason for that is because the last launch in the ride, there's 7 launches in the ride. The 7th launch is so long and so ridiculous that it's too rough, not on the rider, but on the train itself. So they need the extra maintenance hours to figure that out. So from going forward until they can get the capacity issues under control. Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure.
I really
had to slow that down.
From here on out, it's Hagrid.
It's the Hag Ride. That's not opening until they say it's open. and they didn't give a specific answer. They just said the afternoon. So Everybody assumes it's noon, so they start queuing at like 11. And it opens when they say it opens. Fun fact, though, don't know if you know this about Florida, but it rains. So they're going to open at noon. It's going to rain at 2. They're going to have a lot of problems with that.
The ride looks awesome.
Yes.
Everybody says it's great.
Yes.
But my question is, why wasn't this thought out better? Why?
It's not their fault. So I get what you're saying, but it's really not their fault because you really can't know what to expect until it's open.
I know. And I said that last week.
Did you?
I did.
I wasn't paying it then.
I did. But I just feel like if it's so advanced, why didn't we put a building around it?
Yeah. I mean, there's a building around a quarter of it or a third of it.
But not enough
they did
of
that.
It.
Like,
I
still can't wait
I'm
to
at
ride.
A loss.
I can't wait to ride this thing.
It's going to be cool.
Your motorbike.
God willing, if we can get on it.
Well, I'm waiting. You guys. That just reminded me. That's another piece of it. So you can start queuing, right? Mm-hmm. And they'll allow you to have like one person queue and the rest of your family can go do things. So it's gotten that serious.
Your least favorite family member
I'll wait that out. No, we'll make Mason. No, I'm just kidding.
Gosh.
I will wait that out though. I will take that L so you guys can go enjoy Universal because I'm going back in October.
How much of a mess is that though? So one person can wait in line and then a bunch of people just add on?
Yeah, they move everybody though backstage. So they remember Sinbad's the eighth voyage of Sinbad, that show? That's no longer, and they start queuing people in there.
That sounds awful.
Yes.
Anywho, we've spent way too much time on that.
Roughly 5 minutes. Let's spend 5 minutes on Disney.
So here we go. My quick thought of the day. APs increased this week. Surprise, surprise.
Roughly a month before we're about to buy one.
Right.
Yay.
Stuff happens. But this was a surprise for all. Typically, it doesn't happen for another 2 months. Well, here we are. So Platinum Pass for Florida residents went up $150. Out-of-state residents went up $225. That's the Platinum Plus Pass, excuse me.
Ooh.
Same thing for the Platinum Pass. Gold increased $90.
What
silver
about copper?
Increased $40. We do not have a copper, but we might need
copper
one.
Copper gets you into Hollywood Studios, and that's it, guys. And that's only until August. After that, it gets you into Animal Kingdom.
We might need a copper because people are getting poor real fast. So silver is the cheapest annual pass you can buy now. It's $519. The most expensive annual pass is $1,219.
It's roughly a mortgage payment. Yay!
Seriously, that's crazy.
So I've taken out a second mortgage so that we can afford these annual passes.
Good to know.
I thought of that joke at roughly 9 a.m. this morning.
Oh my, Lanta. Like, so all in all, $150, $225. It's not tons of money when you're talking Disney, but it's a lot of money.
All right.
It's a 25% increase. That's a big increase.
You know what I say? Credit and forget it, baby. No, honestly, I thought about this. So one of our Twitter followers, I can't remember their name, they tweeted out like, you know that whole social experiment thing that they're doing? Social experiment. If you can see this, tweet me your first Disney, your favorite Disney ride without looking at the mentions, or like your favorite Disney, favorite Boston sports player without looking at the mentions. Right. So like I'm super cynical. So for the Boston sports, I put like Marcus Banks or Shamon Williams or some like crazy, like, yeah, exactly. But on the Disney side, this strikes me as that because someone tweeted out that, oh, what were your first thoughts to the annual pass increase? And I said, meh, because we were already planning on buying annual passes. It doesn't matter to me that they've raised the price. I'm still buying an annual pass.
Honestly, we're still going to buy them, but it sucks that we're going to have to pay about $500 more now. But c'est la vie. It is what it is.
It all equals out in the wash because we'll get the annual pass discount on all the ice cream we're going to buy.
I just feel like you kind of have to grow to expect it. And I wish it wasn't such a big surprise. Like, follow the timeline. Like, everything.
There's a time,
there
Marty.
There really is. There's. Everything happens on a time frame for Disney. Like, usually it's really predictable. This was a big surprise. I think the reason they did
this
it
is the second time this year that they've increased the annual pass price.
But I think the reason they did it is because Star Wars opening is right around the corner. So they want to get it where they can.
Foolish mortals, you should have booked your trips earlier, is what
pretty
you're saying.
Much.
You want to dive much. Into the agenda?
Sure thing.
Let's hop over to California, shall we? This is a piece. Last week I had said that we were going to move some stuff over from the week before to this week. So Disneyland is set to provide child care assistance for their cast members.
That's nice.
How do you feel about that?
That's really sweet.
The program is going to spend about $10 million
Holy
a year
moly.
And be rolled out this fall for full and part-time employees with children years 12 and younger.
So Disney's now getting into the daycare market.
Yes. This comes on the heels of their Aspire program, which we talked about mm-hmm. in a previous podcast about...
college.
Education, yes. Mm-hmm. Do you think Disney is too good to be true?
Well...
Like, don't you want to work for Disney? They're just going to pay for your education.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop right there.
Stopped.
Listen.
Yes.
This is how it's going to happen. So they
That's
are...
That's why they raised the annual pass prices.
They're saturating this market now. They're going to take these college kids that go into early education,
yep.
throw them in their daycares. They're going to have a Disney school eventually. But think about this.
Yes.
So
a Disney school? Whoa.
sign me up, please. So they're
going to
take...
We'll get into that later, actually.
They're going to take these people's paychecks
yes.
that work for Disney.
Yep.
It's going to be pre-tax daycare, so mm-hmm. they're going to take pre-tax money out of the paychecks.
Yep.
Write off. And then they're going to take that daycare money, put it back in their pocket. Thank you for working for free.
Crazy.
They're geniuses.
You're making all kinds of sense.
They're geniuses.
That's craziness. I like that.
It's a landmine. Like, they're so smart. It's a big circle of life.
Do you think that Disney's learning that employee happiness is the key to keeping the magic alive?
Well, I think it's not only employee happiness, but it's bridging family and employee relations. So their whole theory is doing this experience with your family. So now you're bringing your family to work. Your family's going to be in daycare.
Hey, employees, when your kids are 12 and older, they can enjoy Space Mountain. No,
I think it's really smart of them because they're encompassing their philosophy into now their business practice.
What are your thoughts on Disney spending to provide childcare assistance in general?
I think it's smart.
Where do you think the money's coming from? Those annual passes, am I right?
Well, it's coming from a lot of different places.
Yeah.
Marvel. You know.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Hey, they're finding new ways to make money. And Disney Plus, I'm telling you guys, buy your stocks now because we're already seeing it. They're going to skyrocket by next year because they're kind of dwindling their fingers in a lot of different things that they haven't touched before. And I think it's going to be very lucrative for the business.
Ready for this?
Ready.
You want to go back to school?
I would love to.
University of California, Irvine has begun teaching a class about Disneyland.
I'd get straight A's.
Campus is just a few miles away from Disneyland, and the class began in January of this year. It's taught by a professor of art history and visual studies. For research, the professor visited Disneyland 130 times.
Was that on his, like, time off? They have a sabbatical. That was his sabbatical paper.
This is the best part, though. Ready? He saw a chiropractor. Mm. And by that, I mean he rode the Matterhorn 600 times.
Holy.
And he took over 20,000 photos and slow-mo videos of the park. And the reason for that, thanks for your applaud or anything like that. You're just like, what else are you going to tell me? The reason for that is because he wants the students that he has in the class to be able to analyze everything about the park.
Why doesn't he just hold the class in the park?
We'll get to that. So
field trip.
Students analyzed the script for Jungle Cruise, accident reports, social media, and training manuals on how to sell merchandise.
Ooh, interesting.
They also take frequent field trips to the park to study the character interactions, audio animatronics, and more.
How cool is that class?
How ridiculous. I would love that
you
class.
You would eat that up.
Oh, man.
We would both be like in heaven.
I'd be like, so in this case, the cast member went off script and went a little improv behind the water. And, you know,
I love it.
I would do something like that.
That's so cool. So if any of our Californians Anaheimians are out in California and thinking about taking this class, let us know about it because we would love to hear your feedback.
Maybe I'll just go. I'll just do that class.
Just see you later.
Skype me in, guy. Like, I'd do it.
That's really cool.
Does that make you want to go back to school?
I've always wanted to go back to school. I didn't appreciate it.
But you went back to school already.
I know. I can't get enough.
I've got a master's. Maybe I should get a doctorate.
Dr. Jessica.
Oh, man.
I loved my master's. Like, I think that was the best education I got.
I agree.
I really enjoyed doing my master's.
Speaking of things, and speaking of study, Disneyland filed permits for the new Marvel Land.
Sweet.
This is going to take up a little bit of time. The land will be as or more interactive than Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
So cool.
You sound like you care so much.
I love it.
It'll feature all of your favorite Marvel characters.
Including Thor.
Like Spider-Man.
Thor.
And Black Panther.
Ugh.
Obviously, due to right issues, Walt Disney World will not be getting a Marvel Land anytime soon.
No.
In fact, Disneyland can't even call its new land Marvel Land or have Marvel in the name.
So what is it going to be, superhero land?
It's going to be superhero headquarters. And the reason for that is because the rights, we're going to dive into rights in a little bit. I hope you guys are excited for rights. The Universal has the rights to the Marvel characters that they have.
Why haven't we fixed this yet? Can we like...
It ain't going to get fixed anytime soon, honey.
it's such a bad divorce. Like
we'll get into
whoever
that.
Like settled on this is just silly.
So, no, but this is super interesting. So Universal has the rights to use whatever they have for Marvel in their Marvel land in Universal Orlando. Mm-hmm. They chose not to use it in Hollywood, but the contract that they have with Marvel, it doesn't matter if they have it in on the East Coast or the West Coast. They can't. The contract specifically says that you cannot use the name Marvel in any land because of that contract.
Interesting.
So Disney can't use the name Marvel. They can only use like superhero headquarters or mm-hmm. Spider-Man land or whatever, you know, whatever name like that. So I said, yeah, they can't use it in the parks. But you ready for this?
Sure.
Do you wish it was coming to Walt Disney World?
Do I wish? It doesn't really matter to me.
Do you wish that they had more Marvel in the parks than Walt Disney? Do you think that they do you wish that they could bring like Spider-Man or Iron Man or Fantastic Four or X-Men into Walt Disney World?
I think it would be cool. I think the land would be really neat. Why? Why are you asking?
I'm just asking because they're bringing Guardians of the Galaxy. So the way the contract works out, it's anything that's currently in the Universal land, they can't use.
They can't do.
So
for Spider-Man, they couldn't bring in.
Right. So you brought up Thor. They can't bring Thor into any land on east of the Mississippi. It's so weird that it's east of the Mississippi. But they can't
bring... It's like an old school contract.
I know. They're like, east of the Mississippi. We're not going to let you bring anything in because you're using them in Orlando. Because
his hammer is in the window.
Like that's the Fantastic so Four minuscule. Cafe or the Captain America Cafe.
So if somebody breaks the hammer...
And like I think Ant-Man tears appears it down, there. Yeah, exactly.
We can have Disney steal it.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody steal the hammer. Disney needs it.
Do you think that Disney should buy out Universal out of that contract?
I think they should. I don't think they can afford to.
You know how
to.
Much money that would be?
Yeah.
They'd be like, yeah, you can buy us out for $1 billion. Yeah,
well, and that's probably why it hasn't happened, because there's no amount of money that Universal is going to give up.
What would you want to see replace Marvel Land, Superhero Island? Marvel Superhero Island in Universal Orlando.
What would I want?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I'll make this super easy.
They can have X-Men, because I'm not a big fan of X-Men, and we'll take Marvel. No, I think that's fair.
X-Men or Marvel, hun?
No, like, but it's different in my mind. Yeah, like,
because it's Fox.
The
Fab Guess what?
Five.
Disney bought Fox.
I just don't like X-Men.
So a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, Universal had like rights or had blueprints to a Van Helsing ride. Mm-hmm. And that ended up becoming the Harry Potter ride, yep. The Forbidden Journey ride, the original. I think if Marvel were to go away from Islands of Adventure in Universal Orlando, they should do like a classic Monsters. Now, I think they're doing this in the third park that they're building that they mm-hmm. haven't announced yet, and they're not going to announce until it's like a day away from opening. But I think that that's where you go with it, because you can easily replace, like, you can make the Hulk Van Helsing, or you can make Spider-Man Van Helsing and make another one Frankenstein and make another one Wolfman. Like, I think that's how you do it with an IP that's already owned by Universal.
That's like, if you could imagine Disney buying them out, though, that's a huge section of the park that they would need to do a total reface on.
Yeah.
Huge. That's a whole strip.
I feel like it's super easy to do.
Well, not that easy.
I mean, if you think about it, right? So the Hulk is just a coaster. It's not really themed at all. Mm-hmm. So you just make that something else. Spider-Man is just screens.
Yeah,
so
but you just, still, it's a big section. I understand what you're saying. I get that. But it's a big section of the park that they need to reface. I understand what you're saying. But
they got the money.
That's a lot.
They got that money. They got that Potter money now. It's all good. Let's dive back into Disney for a second, because it is timestamp Friday night. Disney's selling alcohol-infused Dole Whip cookies.
I'm not buying it.
Wine Bar George in Disney Springs is offering a frozen cookie sandwich. The bar is known most for serving Dole Whip-style cocktails like Mimosa or Frescato. Mimosas. Jesus. I was focused on Frescato. I think
you've had one too many mimosas.
I was focused on Frescato because that's Moscato vodka and a Dole Whip.
So it's like a frizzy Scotto.
Yes. So the fro...
That sounds like diabetes in a glass.
The frozen Dole Whip cookie is a sugar cookie with vodka / Moscato infused Dole Whip. Sandwiched between another sugar cookie.
I don't like it.
It retails for $8.
That's an expensive cookie sandwich. As you
yawn, am I boring? are you in on a boozy Dole Whip ice cream cookie?
I'm not a big, like, Dole Whip's great, but maybe Dole Whip and vodka would be great too. I don't know. I'll try it and let you know.
What is another like Disney snack that you would like to see alcohol infused?
Mickey ice cream bar.
Mickey premium bar, please.
Kahlua Mickey premium bar.
Can I get corn dog nuggets in an alcohol form?
Vodka infused corn dog nuggets.
Oh man. Also, Disney is all offering a Famosa Dole Whip. This is the taste of a Dole Whip combined with sparkling apple cider and a classic orange Dole Whip. So it's not the pineapple, it's the orange. Meh. Not in, huh? It's $5.99.
Cheap. That's really cheap.
That's in Adventureland. I still don't think I'm in on it though. I don't like the idea of orange mixed with apple cider. And I don't like the idea of I'm drinking sparkling apple cider and it's not Angry Orchard. So
I'm just not into it.
I think I'm not in on it.
Pass.
Want to talk about angry people?
Oh, goodness. I guess.
So this is the last piece. This could be a quick episode. Disney fans are outraged that Disneyland's Main Street Cinema is now a gift shop.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
The travesty.
No. So Main Street Cinema is... Remember when we went to California and we walked by and there was that little thing with the turnstile? Mm-hmm. And if you went in, it's like...
Yeah, it's a bunch of shorts playing.
Yes. So mm-hmm. They've started selling merchandise in that place.
Probably because nobody was going in there because it's boring and there was no benches.
Wait a minute. It is one of the park's opening attractions. The cinema played classic Disney cartoons. The shop will still play those cartoons, but the purpose of it will shift to being a gift shop. So they have like
maybe they shouldn't have put in benches and I would have stayed and watched because I was tired.
Are you ready? Fans are labeling it, quote, an insult to Walt's memory.
Give me
and
a
disgrace. So which side do you fall on?
It wasn't being used. They have the turnstiles for a reason over there. They probably put them in to see how many people were going in and out
a day.
Quite
honestly, can I be 100% honest? So we went to California about 3 times in the span of a year. I don't think that I went in there once. And even more so, I don't think that I knew that that was a real attraction.
I don't think it was a real attraction. And I don't think it's a big deal.
I don't think it's a big deal either.
These people get real mad, and they probably like been in there once.
All right.
These people. We just lost 5,000 listeners.
Okay. Which side? What do you mean, you people? Which side do you fall on? I got an update for you. This is as of today. They've removed the merchandise due to fan backlash. So it's now back to the original
cartoons. They listen to the people.
Cartoons. I don't think that's smart at all. There's nothing going on in that. No one wants to see the original cartoons. And if they do, let them play in the background like they were. They were doing it the smart way.
We don't need another shop. If people want it the way it is, great. Add some benches, though, for the love of God.
Please add the benches. Please. So that got me thinking, and I wanted to talk about 7 Main Street attractions that are long since gone, but do you want them back?
No.
I have I haven't even asked them yet. Let's start with number one. I know what you're going to say to this, actually. The Main Street Camera Center. I didn't even know exactly what it is. It's a shop offering film processing, cameras, camera supplies, and photo tips.
It's not needed anymore. No.
We've got portrait mode.
Exactly.
I don't want that back at all.
No, it's...
No one develops film anymore. Do you think they had a dark room though?
I'm sure they did.
That'd be so funny if they had a dark room.
They probably did.
Oh, I need a dark room. That'd be so funny.
So weird.
Number two, there's smaller shops and side streets. So before the Emporium, you remember the Emporium? You know the Emporium?
Of course I do.
That takes up all of the left side of Main Street, USA.
It's also a secret walking path out of the park.
Air-conned. Before that was the full length of Main Street, the different storefronts actually meant something. There was a Christmas shop, the Tobacconist, the greenhouse, which actually sold like flowers and stuff that you could buy, and a Century Clock Shop, which I'm assuming was like watches.
Yeah.
Those all lined Main Street guests could visit. Additionally, there was another alleyway, like the one they have near the bakery, like near Starbucks and whatnot now, on the other side of Main Street. Do you want that back?
No.
I want that back. I like the idea of like the facades on the side of Main Street actually mean something, and I don't feel like they do anymore.
No, they don't.
So like you can have it all connect the way it does. I think Disneyland does this real well. Like everything connects the same way that the Emporium does in Disney World, but they all have their own unique flair. Like remember you bought a watch for your grandfather. And that was in the watch shop, even though it connected to the ice cream place and connected to the plush place.
You don't want the connections to be just different sections of the store. You want the storefront to be a facade of what's in the store.
Right, like you can let them all connect. I don't care that.
Like you want a sweatshirt shop.
Right.
That only sells sweatshirts.
But that's what Disneyland has. Like Disneyland on the right side has that like, this is the unique D23 Walt classic shirt thing where you get the I'm not really Disney themed but I'm Disney themed shirt.
Yeah.
And I want that in that store. I want to know that I'm in a different store.
Yeah. Well, I think that they probably did away with that sort of stuff because like classic watches, people don't really buy classic watches anymore. We have iPhones or Apple watches.
But your grandfather does. And guess what? Your grandfather owns doesn't stock frequent in Disney. I guess not. I guess you got to get with the times, but I want it.
You
back.
Like nostalgic Disney.
I like nostalgic Disney. Speaking of nostalgic Disney, swan boats. You know, they used to have swan boats. I didn't know this.
Back in the day.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right. So.
They still do at some of the resorts.
Similar to trains, trolleys, fire engines, etc.
At some of the resorts
that run early or late
them.
In the day, depending on crowds, Disney used to have swan boats that would ride the moat around the hub of the castle. Mm-hmm. The attraction opened in 1973 and fit up to 26 guests per swan.
So fun.
It closed in 1983.
Yep.
I want
that
back.
The pictures look so fun.
I want that back.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking
were the days.
You know how much good pictures you could get on a swan boat, like in front of the castle?
Yeah.
But, you know, crowds, right? and they had to expand the hub to have that park. That stinks, man. You want to go to a penny arcade?
They still have like the facade of the Penny Arcade.
The Penny Arcade is still active in Disneyland, but not in Walt Disney World.
And it's certainly not a penny.
So it allows guests to play arcade games for a quarter or watch moving pictures for a cent. It also houses the world's first press penny machine in the parks.
So fun. I love a good press penny.
So I'm a little aggravated by this because I feel like on one hand, Disney should keep with the nostalgia. You're already getting people in the park, so I feel like a cool like quarter arcade press penny area, like that would really still work in the parks.
They have one in Disney. It's just not on Main Street.
Where is it?
It's in Frontierland.
Yeah, that's not an arcade, though. That's well, like a shooter thing. Well, it used to be more thing.
Expansive, but now it's just...
But that's just shooters. Like, I want, like, a Mickey pinball machine. Or, like, even like a classic, like, we'll give you three balls. You got to throw them and get 20 points. Like, something like that.
Go to the hotel.
No.
Go to the arcade.
I'm not going to the hotel.
We're not going to go to Disney.
Why?
Spend over $100 and go play arcade games.
No, but you want to know why that's perfect?
No.
It's for people like me and you that like...
No, not me at all.
It is. It's perfect for people like me and you because the three-year-olds or the five-year-olds or whatever you deem young but not too young to go to Disney, hashtag we talked about it last week, whatever you deem that, are going to play those games. And I'm going to have less weight in the rides like Space Mountain for it.
No. Because yes. Then you're going to end up with kids. I want to go play pinball.
Well, guess what? You shouldn't have played the penny arcades.
No, we're not going. No.
You want to know what my favorite part of Disneyland is, though? Those like crazy things like in the way back of the store that no one knows are there and you put a quarter in them
and they go. I love those. Yes. And if you guys see anything that it looks like it will accept money. It does accept money, and it probably does something pretty cool.
Disney is not afraid to accept your money. No. It doesn't matter if it's an old-fashioned form or new. They're going to take it.
Yep, they will take it. And that was so fun. Remember when we stuck a quarter in the thing? And it looked like an old piano, and it started playing.
They have one that's like a marionette, too. And it starts like...
So bring some quarters. You'll have a good time.
They don't have change machines, though, so you got to bring them yourself.
Yep.
Otherwise, you'll be doomed. The Main Street Cinema, the thing that kicked this all off. It is played classic Disney tunes like Steamboat Willie. The Walt Disney version made way for a gift shop in 1998. It is now the Art of Disney and still features one screen playing cartoons and other clips.
I love the Art of Disney, though. We always go in there and browse. We've never bought anything.
So, but that's what I feel like you need on Main Street. I don't feel like you need a... I almost swore. I don't feel like you need a full theater.
No.
Dedicated to that. Like, give me the merchandise like you want. But you know what? Give me classic themed merchandise to a Steamboat Willie or to the cartoons that are played. And put it in the Main Street Cinema and allow me to go in and look at shirts, but watch the clips while I'm in there to get me really in the mood because then I'm more likely to buy that shirt.
Agreed.
Thank you. I came back with a ferocious vengeance ready to make hot takes. The Walt Disney Story, number 6. Don't know what that is? It opened in 1973. It was a 23-minute film.
Yeah, I was going to say it was a film.
That ran until 1992. It was narrated by Walt himself. It served as a preview center for soon-to-open new parks. It's now a cue for the Mickey meet and greet and the Tinkerbell meet and greet.
So I think the film just outdated itself, and that's why they got rid of it.
I disagree wholeheartedly. I think that... But I think this...
No, listen to the description. The film was dated. They couldn't use it anymore.
Why?
Because it was Walt talking about new upcoming
parks. So why couldn't you have Walt talking about new upcoming parks and show the new upcoming parks? Want to know why? Because they moved that to Hollywood Studios and it's called One Man's Dream.
He's dead. You can't have him talk about things.
I don't know if you know this, but Walt is no longer alive.
But like... No, like, they got rid of it because it wasn't relevant. No,
please, how many nostalgic quotes do you have of Walt Disney littered throughout the parks of like, oh, it all started, let us not forget one thing, that it all started with a mouse. Guess what? Show the new Mickey and Minnie Runaway Railway that's coming. Like, show that. Like, you just, all you need is quotes. You need quotes from Walt. That's all you need. And then you can show whatever you want to come up that Imagineer's thinking. To me, like, this just got phased out by One Man's Dream in Hollywood Studios, because that still exists. That's where they show the new cue, the new stuff.
I don't think you're listening to me, though.
I'm not.
Exactly.
Well, explain it again.
The description of the video, it was talking about upcoming parks back in 19-whatever.
Yes.
It was phased out in 92 because those parks were open.
Like, right, but that's not the point that I'm saying.
No, but it wasn't a nostalgic... It wasn't made to be a nostalgic 20-minute video. It was made to be like get excited, plan your trip back to Disney.
Do you like that? They have that Mr. Lincoln thing where it brings you through the whole life of Abraham Lincoln, because the whole life of Abraham Lincoln ended in like 1882.
No, but like you're not understanding. The premise of the video was not.
I don't know how to explain this any clearer.
It's not a nostalgic
thing.
So but they got rid of it.
What I'm saying, though, is that
Disney obviously agrees with me because they did it. Well, hello.
Disney's wrong for once.
No, they're never wrong. You're wrong.
What I'm saying is they have One Man's Dream still in Hollywood Studios, right?
Yeah. So where they didn't shows need the all the freaking 20-minute video.
Wouldn't that fit better in the one park in Walt Disney World that Walt actually designed?
One would think it should be there, yes.
So.
But it is not.
So, would you rather meet Mickey Mouse in Hollywood Studios or in Main Street, USA?
I would rather have the nostalgia there, but it is not. And I understand why they got rid of the video. Maybe the thing isn't big enough for all that.
I get why they got rid of the video, but.
But that's not what you were fighting with me about.
But if you go into Main Street Cinema, you still see like Walt stuff. Make it Mickey.
I don't know.
Listen, I'm all for the Walt nostalgia. I'm all for the Walt Museum. I just think it should be in the one park that Walt designed. I think that should be Main Street Cinema.
Well, technically Walt designed the other parks. Like they were.
Did he though?
They were thought up.
Did he have anything to do with Hollywood Studios, or did Universal have stuff to do with Hollywood Studios?
Epcot,
the city of tomorrow. I get it.
I don't know.
Maybe they should put it.
This podcast is a hot mess.
Maybe they should put it on the People Mover. No, it's a perfect mess. Maybe they should put it on the People Mover then.
No, don't ruin the People Mover.
The last one, and I feel like this still exists. We'll get into this. The House of Magic. Do you, first of all,
that does still exist.
They do exist.
That does still exist.
So the House of Magic was a small shop that opened in 1971, and it featured gag gifts, collectibles, magic tricks, creepy masks.
Sounds like something Universal did.
So the store closed in 1995. So what I would tell you is this. And I can't remember, maybe you can, because now that we're here, we can talk about the agenda. Is the counter that sells magic stuff in Disney World, or is it in Disneyland?
I think it's in Disneyland.
I want to say that it's in Disneyland as well, because I feel like the store closest to
the
Main Street Cinema, the entrance and all that, is like a confectionery and then just straight gift shop.
Yeah, I think it's on the left side. I could be wrong. It's very tiny. It's a very tiny shop.
They legit got a kiosk now. It's like a legit it's a kiosk.
Buy your trick cards here,
please. But would you buy that? You buy anything from there now?
God, no.
Are you happy that they got rid of it? You know
of
what
it.
I really like in Disney World?
What?
The glass blowing.
That's
store.
Really cool. Like, especially if you catch the guy actually doing it. That's really neat.
I think we saw that once, right?
We did.
We stopped for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's mesmerizing,
honestly.
I was like, sir, can you blow more glass, please? And he's like, no, I got to take a 15.
It's really cool. If you guys ever get to see it, stop in. Pop in for a bit because it's really neat. And then you're going to want to buy like all the things. They have really cool like vases.
Can I ask you a question?
All that stuff.
I want to put you a little bit on the spot, though.
Okay.
What is your favorite store in Disney World or Land? If you had to pick one store, what is your
Magic
favorite?
Magic Kingdom or just anywhere?
Anywhere on property.
Okay. My favorite store in Disney World is downtown, Disney Springs, I guess it's called, the Christmas store. Because
the specific that one, the one in Magic Kingdom?
Nope. The one in, because when we first started dating, every vacation we went on, we would
hit that store.
We would go to that store and get an ornament, a Christmas ornament, and put like something on it, like a quote or whatever, and the date. So our tree is like littered with custom.
That's a lie.
What do you mean it's a lot?
We don't put ornaments on a tree because the dogs eat them.
Well, we haven't put up ornaments in 2 years, but when we do have a tree, it is littered with Disney.
This is very true.
It's not a lie. That's my favorite store in Disney World.
What's your favorite store in Disneyland?
Disneyland?
Yes.
I don't really have a favorite store there.
I have two distinct favorite stores. I don't know the names of them. Maybe you can help me. What do you think is my favorite store in Disney? I don't even think it exists anymore, actually, because this was part of that co-op store in Disney Springs.
The co-op store still exists, and it's like where they have all the like softy t-shirts that are like, what, I can't remember the line.
I can't remember the line either, but long story short,
it's like the bougie line that Disney had.
Yes, but
that was in
Grand
Floridian.
Oh, it's gonna aggravate me. But that was like the reason behind me wanting to do a buy your term style.
Because it was like Disney, but not in your face.
Because
Disney.
It was not in your face Disney, and that's the one thing that I like, where you get like a Jungle Cruise ride that's like not Jungle Cruise. It's gonna aggravate you, isn't it?
Me. I think it's like a Main Street or something.
Main Street. It's something Main Street. But so that was my favorite part, because you would get like the shirts, and I think I bought a couple of them. I for the longest time I wanted the button down shirt, but I never bought it.
No, and now you regret not having.
And now they don't sell it anymore. And I'm like, crap. But I did buy the redhead shirt, and they no longer have that version of the redhead.
That shirt's so fun. I love that shirt.
Beyond that, though, that was obviously the reason why. But my favorite store in Disneyland is the Haunted Mansion style. You couldn't find it, could you?
No.
It's the Haunted Mansion style, park shop. In Downtown Disney in Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that one?
Yeah. I had more woman stuff
so
than anything.
I never bought anything from that shop, but I just loved being in it.
It's a cool
theming. Is that weird?
No, it's a neat theming.
I like shops. You know what? To the same extent, I like the contemporary shop, the one that has the Mickey silhouette thing on the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have so much stuff in there, and it's not necessarily like in your face Disney.
They have unique merchandise over there too, which is cool. I like the stores that like you don't see those specific things all over the park.
I think that's why I like the World Showcase shop so much, because there's still classic Disney themes, but it's also catering to that specific locale.
Agreed.
So, I mean, that's all I got.
That was an abrupt ending.
No, we're not ending. I'm just saying that's all I got about those stores. But now we're ending. Do you have anything else before we sign off?
Nope, that is it. So if you guys want to find us on other social media, we are at buyyourterms.com. We're all over
in unison it. Now.
Instagram, we have a vlog on YouTube
we
now.
We do.
Check it out. We adventure all around Rhode Island and Massachusetts.
Yes.
Really, really cool spaces. We're headed to Disney in a few weeks now.
We haven't announced that, but if you've followed us, our latest video is a Monster Jam video, which I loved.
We had so much fun at Monster Jam.
I did not expect to have so much fun. So go check that out. That's By Your Terms on YouTube. If you're looking for Disney style themed t-shirts, you can get those at shopwithbyt.com. If you're looking for a custom order, you can get that at buyyourterms.com, and we are at buyyourterms on all social media. Anything else?
I think that is it, guys. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Bye.